You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden.
My name's Cass.
My name's Jackson.
Yes, it is. And today we're talking marbles. Oh,
that's the sound of marbles.
Is it?
Marbles and baby chickens sound the same.
Oh! Did you guys ever play marbles as a kid? I feel like I never played marbles as a kid, but I had so many fucking marbles.
You had a giant jar of marbles.
I know! People kept giving me marbles. I never bought any marbles.
Did you, in your kid brain, were you like, I collect marbles?
I think maybe.
You had collections forced upon you.
Yeah, I think I did have multiple collections of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I sort of lost interest, but because I had so many of various things already, people were like, more? I'm like, okay.
Because
I was a little boy, I didn't say, no, thank you. I went, okay, thank you. This will be good for my collection.
I feel like it's as soon as you find out something a child loves, you're like, oh, my God. Mm. It feels so relieving because you're like, I know what to buy them and I know they're actually going to like it.
Yeah.
And I know I can buy them a surprise and I don't have to go around asking.
Mm, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the idea.
I've got this in the bag.
But I think as well, it doesn't actually matter whether or not you think the kid's going to enjoy the present. Because you're just like, I've done my duty. The kid
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. You're like, I got to get this fucking stupid, dumb kid a fucking present.
Child.
What the fuck the kid's like? Oh, wait, I can get him this. Yeah. You might like that. Done.
But it doesn't even matter. I'm
tick,
like,
box ticked. I do not think that way. I would like someone to enjoy the gift I gave them.
Depends on how much I like
person
the person.
Yeah. okay.
If there's someone I care about, sure. But if it's somebody where it's like, I have to get them a present because decorum dictates I have to get them a present.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get them the present. It's like going to a costume party, you know?
You're like,
I'm going to wear something so that everybody's not like, Jackson didn't wear a costume to the costume party.
Yeah.
But I don't have to put in so much effort because I'm just trying to, I'm just going to get under the bar.
You know what I mean? The trick is what you need to do is you wear something that you can take off and turn into normal clothes at like 11.
Absolutely.
After you've made your appearance, you've done the rounds, everyone in the room knows that you did dress up and knows what you were. You go, oh, I'm taking this stupid hat off and this stupid jacket off. Yeah. Now I'm not a fireman. I'm a normal man.
Yeah. No, you just get one of those things online that you like put the, you, it's like, you know, you're just like.
Tuxedo shirt.
Poncho or something that's
poncho?
A thing.
What? Like, I'm dressed up as someone who might wear a poncho.
No, it's like it'll be a printed item. So I've got one that's a fried egg. So I can be wearing normal clothes, put the fried egg on over the top.
Yes. I wouldn't say I'd call them a poncho. It's almost like a sandwich board.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's sort
kind
of two cut big fabric cutouts.
Yeah.
And then they're sort of connected by shoulder straps and
like
on the side.
And stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's various levels
what
of it.
What do you think is the most minimal? What's the towing the line costume?
I know it.
What is it?
My friend did this at a party I went to.
Yeah.
Really hated costumes. Everyone knew. Everyone still wanted him to be there. And he would just, the best one he ever did was normal clothes and then had a little cardboard sign around his neck in which he'd written "Nudist on strike."
Ah, that's good. That's clever. That's
it was just a little bit of string, cardboard.
But I
done.
Feel like that's still effort because you got to think of the joke. I'm trying to fly.
Well,
we're talking minimal
effort or not wanting to dress up? Because that's two different things.
I'm talking minimal effort, flying under the radar. People aren't even talking about it, but I've ticked the box of a costume.
I reckon you buy a hat and some kind of cape or jacket and also some accessory.
That's
for
buying.
Example.
That's buying.
Too many things already.
No, for just shut up and listen to me.
Okay.
For example, this is effort, obviously, but there has to be some effort, right?
Yeah, okay.
So you go to a costume store. And you buy a pirate hat, a pirate eye patch, maybe a vest, and then a little sword.
That's four things.
Yeah, but there's one thing because you buy me one pack,
and then
it costs $15.
Okay, do you think I could get by with just the hat?
No. Hat and eye patch. Need at least two elements to it.
Okay. Do you know what I would say? Okay, costume party.
Yep.
You put on all the denim you own. Yeah. And when someone says, what are you? You say a jerson.
What's a jerson?
A jeans person. That's clever.
You put on all the
but
black.
But that's heaps of effort still.
No, it's not. You own the things. You just put on all the denim. Okay, what about this?
Okay, fine. In my scenario, you already own the pirate costume. There we go.
No.
There we go. I win.
Okay. I've got another one if you don't own a lot of denim.
Uh-huh.
Put on all the black clothes you have. What
are
you?
That was night.
I'm a shadow.
Your shadow.
These are too clever.
No, that's also
I've
it
had to
sucks.
Think about them.
Because you don't look like a shadow, you look like a person who's dressed
you
in all black.
If you follow someone around and mirror them.
No, because you'd have to cover your face and hands, and then it becomes a whole thing.
Tell me if this works. Okay, I do have to buy one pirate hat. Obviously, that's not enough. But what if I go like this? I tuck my hand up in my sleeve.
Put a coat hanger in there?
No, I don't even. I just say I lost my hook hand. Have I gotten away with it?
Here's the... No, you haven't. I would go, fucking hell, Jackson. This is what you need to do.
Okay.
You need to buy one costume.
Yeah, okay.
And the costume needs to have three bits, right?
I don't think you can do two.
I feel
three
like
bits.
Fine.
No, stop. I'm talking. I'm talking.
Sorry, go on.
Please.
The costume needs to...
Yeah.
The costume needs to have three things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some kind of wearable thing. Maybe a vest. Okay. Vest probably ideal. And some kind of accessory. For example, I mean, pirate was good, but yeah. Cowboy hat, cowboy vest with a star,
yeah.
Little gun, right? It's... Then what you stop? Stop. I'm talking!
Let it finish.
Okay.
Then you go to your costume party and you say, I'm a cowboy. People go, okay. No one's gone crazy, but you know what? You put a costume on.
What do you do?
I'm fucking talking!
Can you let us know when question time is?
Let me speak for once! Every day with you two! Jesus!
Okay, all right!
Yes!
You just tell us when we can talk.
I will tell you when it is your turn to talk.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to start again. I forgot what I'm up to.
All right.
You buy a costume. For example, a three-piece costume. Needs a hat, a wearable item, ideally a vest, or cape, or fairy wings. Then you need a little accessory, e.g. a sword or gun or fairy wand. You buy it once. It costs $15. Maybe spring for $20. Then what you do is you go to the party. They say, hey, you guys are really stressed about not being able to talk, huh? Then you go to the costume party. You've ticked the box. Yes, the first time there is a bit of effort, but then you go home and you take the hat off and you take the vest off and you put the little gun in a drawer. Then next time you already own the stuff and you can go as the same thing. Who cares? You may now speak.
No! In what world is it 15? Have you been to a costume shop?
Oh, $30. Whatever.
$30?
They're like 60.
You're
for
the
a big costume.
$60.
Here's me. Maybe I don't even have the pirate hat. I've just rolled up my sleeve and I'm like, oh, I used to have a hook and a hat and an eye patch, but I lost them, but I'm a pirate. I go home. Not, you got to go home. You got to be, where's my gun? Where's my vest? Where's my
the
cowboy hat?
The gun's in your holster. The hat's on your head.
You're
going to
lose that
vest
gun halfway through the night.
No, you won't if you're a.
You went in being like, what's the least effort? You can take it off by 11. That's lost.
Yeah, you've lost that gun. Well, but maybe there is something to it because, and this is where I thought you were going to go, but you didn't take the clever route, I don't think. Okay. First party.
Why don't you chime in?
Okay. This takes a little bit of setup,
mm-hmm.
but I think in the end it works out best for you. This is a long-term plan. Okay. it's maximal.
Long-term is good because... It's a bit of effort at the start, and then it's less effort forever.
This is assuming you're not going to lose anything.
No. This is maximal effort at the beginning to even maybe no effort. You start this when you're 10.
Okay.
By the time you're 60, you'll never have to wear a costume to a party again.
Okay.
At 10, you're going to be spending your parents' money, but you got to get a full-on involved costume with heaps of different bits, okay?
Like what?
Let's say it's like a full-on pirate costume full-on cowboy costume with boots, with spurs, with cowboy jeans, with chaps, with two holsters, with guns, with bandoliers, with a cowboy hat, with fake stubble, with kerchiefs with a sheriff's style.
You got the Woody shirt.
Yeah.
And this is to fit a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so 10-year-old boy size.
Maybe you got to start
costume.
This at 20. Maybe you got to start this at 20. Then you can. Anyway.
Yeah, you don't get invited to parties between 10 and 20, you're right.
yeah, that's
well,
the
you're
least.
Well, you're going to need it to fit you your whole life. Okay. Then the next party you go to, and you got to go to a lot of parties.
Mm-hmm.
Next party you go to, you don't wear the Spurs. Same costume. Next party.
But why? Wait.
No, let him finish.
Next party. Don't you start. Next party, you don't have the chaps on. Next party, you don't have the sheriff's badge. Then you don't have the vest. Then you don't have the cowboy hat. And like a frog boiling in a pot or whatever.
No one will know.
No one will notice.
They will.
Then at your last party, you're 45, you turn up, you've been wearing this cowboy outfit your whole life. This time you're just wearing your normal clothes.
And they go, oh, Jackson's a cowboy again.
Jackson's a cowboy. What do you come as? Oh, I'm a cowboy. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, okay. And you're good. Never have to wear a party again. From 45 to you're dead, no costume.
I like it, except for the fact that everyone will notice. And it only would really even work in theory if you went to the party where the exact same people were there every time. And
yeah,
also
you can't
the parties.
Make any friends.
And the parties were back to back, maybe. because when you go to the party when you're 45,
yeah.
You rock it with just the hat.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, cowboy, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like your costumes used to be better, but you're a cowboy.
I'm going to assume you've been slowly losing things your whole life. I don't think you're clever.
But then there's like maybe, because a costume party doesn't happen that often. I haven't been to a costume party in a long time, probably because of the pandemic. But
yeah.
Also, no one invites me to places.
We should have a costume party.
Yeah, we should.
I hate costume
parties. We should have a minimal effort costume party.
Do you want to do all my sad story about why I hate costumes?
I know your sad story, and it's sad.
Have I told you this? I mean, I might have said it on the podcast before.
Maybe. I don't know this story.
I'll tell a story.
Tell it. It's a good story.
It's not a great story for me.
You don't have to tell your story.
I'll tell a story. It's fine. Okay. It's not I'm making it sadder than it actually was.
Okay,
so my friend had a party. And the theme was war across the ages because he was 14 and it was also a LAN party.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yes. Oh,
maybe
yes.
13. Actually, maybe 12. It was like, early, maybe just starting high school. I'm like, war across, what's going on? I'll be a Viking. Viking, because I also already hated costume parties at this point.
Yeah.
Hated the effort, felt silly.
Yeah,
I also felt like if anything happened and I had to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
I would be look
be
like
in
a
costume,
freak.
Yeah.
Like, oh, can
you go in a lot of places at 12? I get that.
Yeah, you're a busy man.
If there was a fire or
man
something,
about town.
And I had to run out of the house to fire, they're going to laugh at me.
Look at this little idiot dressed like a Viking.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'll go small amount of effort, which at the time, reflecting on it now, I made my own vest. I went to Spotlight, and me and Mum, we basically folded it in half, like you got a big sheet of fake fur, sorry, I don't know if I said that.
Yeah.
Rectangle, folded it in half, similar to the egg poncho. Sort of put armholes and a neck hole in it, so it's just basically a big rectangle that you could slip into, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put that on. I had a Viking hat lying around.
Of course.
I put that on. Then I had normal clothes underneath. And then I had Ugg boots, and I flipped the Ugg boots down a bit, so it looked like I had a fur trim.
Yeah.
It just looked like you did.
Anyway, then I rocked up to the party late, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was already there. And no one else was in costume. Except for the host of the party, who had a very small effort. He was wearing like a camouflage shirt and maybe camo pants. And I was like, what? You're the host. You have to put in more.
What?
Anyway, then I'm like, oh, fuck.
Now you're dressed like a Viking.
But then you can just take him off.
Well, I did. That's also maybe part of the reason why you should be easily escapable. If for some reason you got it wrong, you can just take it off. And that's what I ended up doing. I took the hat off and the boots
off.
Nobody
talking about it after the point?
No. They were like, ha ha, I'm dressed up to the costume party. You dick. Because they're, you know,
kids
12, 12 and 13. Like, we were all too cool to wear costumes, and
you
wore a costume. You are a dork.
I think it's so embarrassing to not wear a costume to a costume party.
It's not. It's fine.
It's, nah.
I think
the reverse is way worse.
Yeah.
If you don't wear a costume to a costume party, everybody's just like, well, you get two responses.
You go,
either that guy's a dick, or I'm jealous of that guy.
Yeah, because I wish I wasn't wearing this.
I could have
gotten
it because nobody's talking about it an hour into the party, and I couldn't have got it. Yeah.
Well, I went to so many costume parties growing up.
Yeah.
And if anyone ever didn't dress up, you're like, oh, why did you dress up? They're like, oh, I had to come from somewhere. Like, that wasn't the cool thing. Unless you were, like, That, I think that's why maybe I'm going clever. Because if you went clever with your costume, you got away with it. Yeah. Like if you rocked up to a party.
If it's funny enough.
Yeah,
you rock up to a party in normal clothes and someone's like, what are you? You're like a pirate. And you're like, what? And then you show them your iPod with downloaded songs illegally from LimeWire.
That's fun.
Funny.
Yeah.
You're allowed. You can.
Then you got to go get an iPod.
Yeah.
And then you got to make.
This is so long ago.
Yeah, true. And then you got to make sure that the files are called like Lincoln_Park_ MP3 or whatever.
And if people are like, what do you mean? And you're like, it's pirated. And they're like, oh. Yeah. I get it.
As someone who has been to a costume party where I was the only person dressed up, and I've been to a costume party where I was the only person not dressed up, I will take not dressed up 10 times out of 10.
100%.
I went to a party where I've done both as well, and the party I went to when I was the only one dressed up, didn't notice.
You didn't notice?
Yeah, I went to a party and my friend had been like, it's fancy dress.
Yeah.
And then it was like a few months later, so I went as a witch, and then a few months later, one of my friends was like, that wasn't a fancy dress party. It was dress fancy. And I'm like, oh, that explains a bit.
And you didn't notice.
What did you think? Everybody just decided their costume would be person dressed fancily?
Well, they...
I'm a blues brother.
I think I got there and no one was really dressed up. So I was like, oh, all right. They're all goths.
Oh, wow.
So they look fancy dressed anyway.
They already all look like witches anyway. Just like, oh, everybody's come as a witch. That's
but I noticed they weren't in different costumes like me. But I guess I didn't really...
Because they look freaky anyway.
Yeah, my brain was like, no, they look great, but my brain was sort of like, eh.
What was your witch costume?
Yeah.
Big green velvet skirt with like stripy socks underneath and little witchy
pointy
like
shoes. A Wizard of Oz kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Wizard of Oz.
Did you have any, like, did you paint your skin green or anything like that?
No, not full Wizard of Oz. I did have a witch's hat and like a black drapey top thing to be a witch.
So you would have just blended in with the rest of the goths.
Yeah, that's all right. Crazy.
It was just a goth party, basically.
Hey, maybe that's why I got away with it.
Yeah,
it might have been.
I don't think I've ever done either, to be honest. I think I've always gone minimal effort for a costume.
What's your favorite minimal effort costume?
Yeah, what have you had most success with?
Well, I didn't call myself a denim. That's much cleverer. But I went denim on denim on denim on denim to your party cast, but the theme was rhyming. And I wasn't even rhyming.
Denim
doesn't rhyme with denim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot that party. You come as something where your costume rhymed.
Yeah.
I don't think I was invited this party.
You were.
Was I there?
I think you lived interstate at the time, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I did that for a bit.
No, you were there. You were there. You did not dress up.
What did I come dress as? Nothing?
I thought you were something. You might have had a cucumber. I don't know.
I was a cucumber bumba. What is that?
Did you wear zucchinis?
Zucchini linguine?
Some vegetable. I don't know.
Yeah. I had a vegetable.
Well, at that party was great because some people dressed up and then some people just did really minimum effort. Yeah. And I love having a party where you can either go hard or just do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Adam came with a rock in his Letterman jacket pocket, and he was Jock with a rock.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's good.
That was great. My friend came as a tourist and a little tour guide book, and he was a man with a plan.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
I have no memory of
that's
this.
That's so funny. I wish I could remember what you were. It's funny.
House was it at? Give me the address. We'll bleep it or something. We'll cut it out. Your first? Oh.
You were there.
I was
there.
Yeah, I've got a photo on my wall. You were in it.
I don't remember what the costume was, but you actually had two ideas. I know this.
Oh! I don't remember what they are, but I do remember having two ideas. I remember explaining, I was in your bedroom, Cass, explaining to you, Jackson, my two ideas. What
don't
the fuck
what
were they?
Were. Was one of them a ninja of some variety?
What rhymes with ninja, though? That's good because we can sort of fact check it. Like, maybe it was a ninja. Because, like, what is ninja? Ginger ninja, maybe?
Maybe you had a bit of ginger.
And there was a ninja.
But that wasn't the one you came as.
That was my plan B or something, was it?
Yeah. No, I think it was plan A and you'd come as your plan B.
What
Which means maybe you couldn't acquire any ginger. I don't know.
I don't know where they sold ninja masks.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I want to know. If you can remember, let me know.
You said that in a way to everyone. If you can remember what I dressed up as.
Yeah. Email us, shutupasecond@gmail.com. If you can remember what I dressed as for that party.
Yeah. Or just pretend.
Let me know. Or just throw us some suggestions of things I maybe was dressed as.
If you want to engage in some Shut Up A Second role play online and you want to just pretend you came to that party.
Absolutely.
Tell us what you dressed as. Be like, remember, I came in blah.
Actually, no, don't email us at Shut Up A Sec on Twitter.
Yeah. Tweet us, because then we can all all participate in a group role play. Email's very closed off.
ITT in this thread.
ITT.
We were at Cass's rhyming party.
Yeah.
That's what that'll be.
Say what your costume was. Oh, what other costumes do people do? One of my friends came as a maid with Glade. She just had an air freshener on her the whole time in a maid's costume.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all coming
back
to me.
We had Hot Mess in a dress.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, they were good.
Me?
No.
Damn. Was I a man with a plan?
No.
Damn.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh, I was Jock with a rock.
Yeah, that's right. No, wait, that was Adam.
Ah, shit. Okay. Damn. I feel we're close, though.
Yeah, I think so. If we just go through everyone, we'll arrive at you eventually.
Oh, were you dude with the tude?
I don't think I was dude with the tude. Did I have a potato?
Maybe you were Hato Potato.
Hato Potato.
I might have been Hato Potato.
That's a good costume. All that requires is bringing a potato. And I think you could do that to any party. Who cares what the theme is? If you come and they're like, what have you come as? And you're like, Hato Potato. People are either like blown away.
No, they go, yeah, but what is that? They go, it's just,
It's this guy.
You got to say that as you're walking past them into the house. It's Hato Potato.
Where are the beers? That's funny to dress up as something that is like just nothing.
Well,
you put in a bit of effort in. It's like, what are you? I'm Jackson, but I've got an arrow through my head. You know those ones?
I'm dying Jackson.
It's not really a thing. It's not really, you're not dressed as something that exists, but I guess.
Not yet.
You are,
yeah, one day this is how I'll look. I have a friend, or I haven't spoken to him in years, but I still consider him a friend.
Oh, that's
a dear,
nice.
Dear friend. Yeah.
And every Halloween party, he goes as Spooky Dan because his name's Dan. And I think that fucking rules.
That's so good. Cool.
What is it? What's Spooky Dan look like?
I don't know. I've never been to a Halloween party with him. I just know that that's what he does when he goes to them.
That's good.
You never even asked for a photo?
Nah. I should, though. Who knows when I'll see Spooky Dan again?
I miss Spooky Dan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Marbles.
That's right. We lost him.
We lost him.
I don't know if you realize what happened there is I remembered, then looked at you, Cass, and then forgot. Marble, you want to know the history of marbles?
Yeah.
It's incredibly dry.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Have you ever played marbles? I asked you this before, but then I think we got sidetracked basically straight away.
Marbles is like, as a kid, there were a lot of things I did because I was like, these are things kids do.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually get any pleasure out of them or know why I was doing them.
Slingshots, like, one of them.
And I had teddy bears. I didn't care about them. Yeah. But I was like, kids have teddy bears. And I was like, I guess I meant to sleep in the same bed as this bear. And it would just annoy me. But I would be like, gotta do it. I'm 10.
Yeah. I got an imaginary friend for the same reason. I was like, this is the done thing.
Absolutely. My brother had an imaginary friend and my parents were like, do you? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'll make one.
I think her name was Laura Keita and she was a Laura Keita woman from memory.
Cool.
Not as cool as my brother's, which was a tall, mysterious man with sunglasses.
That's concerning.
I had an imaginary friend. I think I also, I think I probably tried to create it. It didn't pop in.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. I think maybe his name kept changing.
Oh, yeah.
I had a very clear picture of him. He was, Animal from, from The Muppets. So imagine it was basically Animal's head, right?
That's cool.
But longer fur. And then he had arms and legs coming out of the fur. So it was big, kind of like, almost like Gollum, Gollum the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, but the face was big and it had a Muppet face.
That's cool. Okay. What did yours look like, Cash?
Mine was the girl from Cat in the Hat. So it looked like Sally from Cat in the Hat, but...
Just stole an imaginary friend.
Yeah, but she wore Lisa Simpson's dress and she was named after my cousin and Greg from The Wiggles.
That rules.
Yours was a combination of things. Why couldn't mine have been a combination of things?
Because you're just a girl from a book. I don't know.
She looked like Cat in the Hat, Sally from Cat in the Hat, the girl from Cat in the Hat.
With Lisa Simpson.
With Lisa Simpson's dress.
Did she have the pearls?
No.
Oh. Yeah, she did.
I think mine was dressed kind of like those ladies you see at Carnival.
I love Laura Keita.
Yeah, she was cool.
Like lots of big feathers and stuff.
Yeah, lots of big feathers and she was very dancey. I don't know.
Always dancing.
But I didn't ever actually interact with her like how you imagine someone would interact with an imaginary friend. Like
I would just imagine mine jumping around.
I would just be like, oh, she's there.
Yeah.
And
Ryder would be like, yeah, so is mine. I would be like, oh, okay.
I think mine was easy because she was 2D, so I could just like sort of stick her onto any space.
Oh, that
and be
is
like,
good.
There she is.
The fact that she's 2D is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, she was from a book. The book was a drawing.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But I think marbles fell into the same category for me.
Yeah.
So I played it, but I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, this, I meant to derive joy from this flicker marble and other marbles.
My understanding of marbles is a big circle.
Yeah.
You flick a marble. There's a big marble in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you flick marbles towards the middle. And if you knock someone else's marble out of the circle, you then keep that marble forever.
Your marble.
If you're playing for keeps.
It's like Beyblade and bowls combined. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon we had, like, when I was maybe in year four in our primary school, kind of, we had a bit of a redo. Not a redo, but they just painted the lines on the basketball court again. And then in the area next to the basketball courts, which is just like a blank asphalt, they painted like hopscotch in like a four square square. And then it was also marble circles. No one ever used the marble circles.
It's funny when I think about, because I did play marbles at primary school, but like what kid's idea was that? Was that like a thing that the teachers organized, or was there one kid that loved marbles?
Just at lunchtime, you mean, or what?
Yeah, like at lunchtime, just some kid decided to play marbles and everybody got into marbles.
Well, that's just how it happens in primary school. Some kid brings Yu-Gi-Oh cards and you go, oh shit, they're cool, I gotta get some Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
True.
And everyone's dueling.
I remember my first Pokemon card, I found a Abra on the ground outside, and then another kid.
That's how it starts, the first one's free.
First one's free. Found an Abra, looked at it, and then another kid came up to me, almost like in an old-timey film, being like, you know, you could trade that up one day. You could get something really good. And I was like, oh, wow. It's like, you made your first dollar, kid. Now keep working at it, and you'll be a millionaire.
I remember that at our primary school, Pokemon was banned because one kid whose name was Rory, I can't remember his last name.
Of course his name
he
was
kept
Rory.
Crying too much, so they banned Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
He kept getting scammed.
Well, you know what? I think...
Good.
Yeah. Getting scammed is a good lesson. If
I
you
think
keep
so.
Getting scammed, maybe
it's
you're a lost
It's not a good
call.
Lesson.
Yeah, but it's good once.
It's a good lesson. You're not learning
you're not
anything.
You're not
a good student.
Yeah.
You're not a good student of the
you're
world.
You're a bit of a moron.
Yeah, getting scammed once, good.
Mm.
Yeah, shame on me. Shame on you.
Yeah.
And second scam, shame on me.
Yeah, shame on me. I'll take that shame.
I did fall for a phishing email once.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really good one, though.
I bet it wasn't.
What was it? What was the body of the email, if you can say?
It was talking. I don't mind doxing the scammers. It was one of those ones that's like, oh, your like Apple account. Make sure you log in to double check it. And I logged in because I looked at it and it was like from Apple. I was like, sick. Then logged in and
can't copy and paste the Apple logo. This must be it.
No, like the email.
And I'm sure apple.tech.world.com is probably a real Apple address.
They'd done the thing with the email. This was years ago. They'd done the thing with the email where it comes through as looking like it's from the right person.
Oh, yeah.
And then I clicked onto the website and it was the correct website. And then I entered my details and then I realized that I couldn't click on any of the surrounding buttons. And it was a website clone with no functioning other buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, because then my computer was like, hi. Is this you trying to log in from the Philippines? And I was like,
It isn't.
No,
it's not me.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And then I found the actual website and was like, that is the same website. But the only difference is I couldn't click on the surrounding link. So if you ever...
That's a good...
No, I mean, the URL is going to be different as well.
It probably was.
It was.
Well, I mean, it would have been.
I'm telling you.
If you ever get an email that looks super legitimate being like, make sure you log into your account and change it, go through your actual account.
Yeah.
Don't click the link in the email.
Anyway, it was fine. Nothing got things.
Well, that's good.
I don't fall for scams anymore.
There's a real big scam with Facebook at the moment. Everyone keeps messaging me. It's the same one.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, look at this picture of us. And then the laughy emoji and then like a link.
Yeah.
And then, and they happen every now and then. But like the last couple of weeks, and the young people as well.
You
send them to be old people on Facebook.
I get a bunch of messages on Instagram. Because in the early days of Sans Pants, I just followed everyone who followed me back.
That's
and
nice.
Then, and then I was like, wait, this is stupid. Yeah. And so I stopped.
Your algorithm, Jackson.
Yeah, I know. But that means that I have a bunch of Sans Pants fans on my Instagram as friends.
Yeah.
And so, just statistically, a lot of people get their accounts hacked. So I get a lot of emails from, like, messages from people on Instagram. And I'm like, well, the polite thing to do is to have a look. And they're like, hey, Instagram has chosen you as my friend to help me recover my account. I'm like, no, it hasn't. I block that account. I keep getting scams. I keep getting texts.
Oh, yeah.
That are like, they're like medical scams. So they're like, oh, we are this doctor, this practice or whatever. Click this link. And they're always very suspicious. But the actual doctor I go to sends me fucked texts as well. So it's really hard to differentiate. The other day, I don't know if you've ever experienced this before. My like GP or whatever, that practice, they sent me a text soft launching one of their new doctors. It was like, oh, not soft launching, hard launching. Launch. Yeah. It was like, we have a brand new male doctor. His name is like Brian Jones. If you want to book an appointment with him, click the link below. I was like, what?
All right, I'll give Brian a go.
Yeah, this is not how you book a doctor's appointment. You don't just wait till there's an exciting new doctor on the scene.
Well, it does mean you're probably going to get seen a lot faster.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Brian's got openings on openings.
Brian's wide open.
Ready.
Well, yeah, he would have been soft launched.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might have missed the first week, but do you guys have regular doctors you go to all the time?
I didn't used to, but now I do. Yeah,
I used to have a couple. Then they both died, and also my dentist, I think, died.
Oh, no.
So maybe I'm cursed.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd that same thing happened to me.
Hey, that's crazy.
That's wild. Yeah, yeah, three of them.
Yeah.
What? That's abnormal, right?
Is it?
Well,
I mean, same thing happened to my brother, I think. I don't think that's weird.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
My parents' doctor, too. Your parents' doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Whoa. The medical practice that I used to go to got shut down and then reopened with a bunch of new doctors. So, but that was bad because they had all my files, but I'm not with them anymore. So I've had to move to someone else.
Some requests.
Yeah, I could.
What have they got in there that you don't know about yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I do have a new doctor, and my doctor is my doctor, and that feels great to have a doctor.
Yeah.
But for a while, I realized what I was doing, so I stopped immediately. But when I moved and didn't have a lot of money, I would just like go to whoever was bulk billing.
Yeah, that's what I did for a while.
Yeah, and so I'd like go to a few places, and then I'd see the same doctor a couple of times, and then I would just see a new doctor. And I realized that my reasoning was, well, I don't want them to think I'm the kind of person that gets sick all the time.
The doctor's going to think I'm a wimp.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's embarrassing. I'll go somewhere else.
I diagnose you with Wuss syndrome.
Yeah, have you thought about just getting tougher, idiot? And then they push you.
Well, one of them I went to, I was like, hey, wrist hurt, help. Yeah. And they were like, looked at my wrist, they're like, oh, no, I know what this is. Googled the name of it so they could like show me and like show me all the stuff on the computer. I was like, sick. And it's like, yep, you just need to go in for this like x-ray ultrasound thing and then they'll give you an injection and you'll be fine. And I went in and they were like, so you were meant to like book in an injection as well with this. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't really know the procedure. And they're like, look, we'll do the one today and then we can book the other one. And they did the ultrasound. They were like, you don't have this problem. And I was like, really? They're like, yeah, that's weird. Anyway, that will be $300.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah. That's what you want.
Thank you.
Guys, we are quickly running out of time to talk about marbles.
Oh, God. Okay. Can I tell you the cool facts?
Yeah, because my history is here's the history of marbles. Back in the day, people threw rocks at other rocks. Then someone invented a good way to make marbles. Then someone in 1917 made a better way. And then that's it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about how they make marbles. So you can obviously hand roll them. Some of them are made of marble, not really anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of them are made out of glass, but you can like hand roll them out of clay and then glaze them and fire them, air dry them and fire them. So that's like the old ways they used to do it. But the new way they do it is interlocking screws that spin around.
Yeah.
And they drop molten glass into that, and as the screws all spin around, it shapes them into spheres.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. And 90% of the world's marbles are made in the same place.
Yeah, Akron.
What?
I look at that as well.
Why?
Just because they started doing it first, so that they had all the stuff.
That's
12 million marbles every day.
That's so many marbles.
There's a lot of marbles.
Wait, did you say Akron?
Yeah, isn't it Akron?
I've got Vaca de Mexico.
Oh, well, back in the day it was Akron.
This was founded in 1934.
Yeah.
It makes me think if there was something, I forget where it was, don't ask me, but during the first two lockdowns, like the bulk of the pandemic,
kettlebells, which is now over.
Which is now absolutely done, completely finished, everyone's safe again.
It's fine.
Kettlebells, like the exercise equipment, the main place that manufactured them, there's like one place that manufactured them
for in the world.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Got shut down. They did, and it was like, we don't have the mold anymore, so nobody's doing it.
What happened to the mold?
Well, I don't know. That main place got shut down. But then an auto parts store in Boston was like, we have the mold and we've been using it. We don't even use it. It's like from way back in the day, but I guess we could make kettlebells.
Yeah.
And so on top of making car parts, they started making kettlebells and selling them at the gyms and stuff.
That's cool.
I don't know. Imagine just being like, oh, there's no kettlebells in the world. There's a kettlebell shortage. Wait a second.
That's a gold mine.
That's a fucking, there's $1 million right there.
How do you ship kettlebells? That's got to be expensive.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's something that I found. I bought a set of weights. Actually, my housemate did. And I was helping carrying them home or like up the stairs or something. And I was like, this isn't fair because this is a full set of weights that obviously start at small and get to big.
Yeah.
And I obviously need them because I can't lift the big ones yet. So how am I meant to lift all of them?
The big ones and also the slightly smaller ones. And then the
yeah. Like, how are you meant
to
carry
the big
this?
Ones down the bottom of the driveway, I guess.
A friend of mine at like a place I used to work at, her boyfriend was like strongman, getting into strongman stuff.
Cool.
And he bought an Atlas stone online. And an Atlas stone is basically a big sphere, like size of smaller than an exercise ball, but bigger than a medicine ball. Like it's big.
Yeah.
What is something that's this size, Jason?
Like a beach ball?
Yeah, like a beach ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Beach ball size thing of stone or concrete. And he bought it online because it was on sale. I'm like, how do you get it out?
To get in shape, because you can get in shape by going to a eating right, you get a personal trainer, you go to the gym every night, or getting in shape because you just have a big rock.
Like, that's how they used to do it.
I would feel so much more legitimately strong.
Is that,
how'd you get strong? Well, I've got a giant rock that I have on the ground, and then I put it on a little bit.
Anyway, on a podium. Got a big rock, and then I got a big mountain, and I got nothing but time. You must assume I'm happy.
On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Wait, where's Jackson? Where is he?
He's right here.
Right freaking here.
Where can I find you?
You can find me if you go to the sanspantsradio.com website. You click on the podcast.
Sanspantsradio.com.com.
I'm there. You can find me on Twitter at All Dogs Are Dead. You can find me on Instagram, possibly on the same handle.
No, Hams Forever.
Hams Forever is that one.
Do you ever think about rebranding to Jackson Bailey so people can find you?
I had to think about rebranding from Jackson Bailey.
Yeah, because your Twitter handle was Jackson B. Bailey. Yeah. That's a funny bit.
That was great.
It was a very funny bit, and then it...
We got yelled at and...
We got in trouble.
I'm still All Dogs
Are Dead. Yeah, I somehow...
Yeah. I slipped out of that one.
Yeah, Ethan took it over. Made a Jackson Bailey hate account as soon as I gave it up.
It's good stuff.
Okay, bye.